It's time for the Subway pregame show. Subway, located in Appleton and in Dawson. Subway with 35,048 restaurants in 98 countries.
All right, good evening, everybody, and welcome to the Subway pregame show. Paul Ramo here tonight in Granite Falls for the first round of the Section 3A volleyball tournament. That's right, the road to the XL. It's not the XL Energy Center anymore. It's, Mystic Lake Casino, downtown St. Paul. The road to Mystic Lake Casino Arena begins tonight in the state of Minnesota in volleyball. The winner of this match will move on, and they'll play Friday at the higher seed. Well, actually, they'll play the number one seed, Minnesota Vikings. And the loser will be done for the season. So things happen quick here. Of course, Yellow Medicine East received the number 8 seed, La Caprile Valley the 9 seed. The other play-in game is happening in Lakeview, where the Lakeview Lakers are hosting the 10th seeded Dawson Boyd Blackjacks. That's in Section 3A North. The other two play-in games are the Section 3A South, Southwest Minnesota Christian. They're hosting Red Rock Central tonight, and Tracy Milroy Ballaton, the 7th seed, hosting Edgerton tonight. Those are the 4 volleyball matches in Section 3A tonight. Then everything moves to Friday night at the higher seeds, and we'll talk about that as the volleyball match goes on here. So yeah, a lot of things happening. This is going to be a busy, busy week for section sports. We got section volleyball tonight, section football tomorrow, and then on Thursday, we have section cross country at Madison Golf Course. And then Friday we'll go back to volleyball, as I mentioned, at the higher seats. And then Saturday afternoon, we'll have more section football for you. So, as you can see, it's going to be a very, very busy week. Wow, there's a lot of La Caprile Valley fans here, a lot of students here going to cheer on the Eagles tonight. A lot of parents and grandparents down to my left here watching. They're going to cheer on La Caprile Valley. These two teams, they met earlier in the season, a match I did. And La Caprile, or Yellow Medicine East, beat La Caprile Valley by 3 sets to none. But they were very close matches, 25-20, 25-22, and 25-18. So these two teams evenly matched. Yellow Medicine East comes in with a record of, 5-18. La Caprile Valley, 7-18 on the season. Both teams picked up wins over Ortonville and Dawson Boyd during the course of the season. And so looking maybe for a 5-set match tonight here in Granite Falls. All right, time for your State Farm Insurance starting lineup for head coach Ari Stokes of the Yellow Medicine East Sting. As I mentioned, they have 5 wins on the season. Their starters are Ella Chevernay, the libero player. Number 5, Bailey Sneller, a senior, 5'7 outside hitter. Number 7, Lexi Stengel, a setter and a senior. Number 10, Abby Bones, a sophomore. She's 6-foot middle blocker. And a good one here, number 12, Bailey Mortensen, just a 10th grader, 5'11 outside hitter, middle blocker. Number 15, Elena Almick, 5'11 outside hitter and middle blocker. She's a senior. And Coach Stokes is the head coach for the Yellow Medicine East Sting. And your State Farm Insurance starting lineup for the La Caprile Valley Eagles tonight: Maya Sawatsky, a 9th grader, 5'7 setter. Number 4, Ashton Shelstead, defensive specialist. Ashton's 5'1 and an 8th grader. Number 8, a senior, Abby Amlin. Abby's an outside hitter, 5'11. Number 9 is Sophie Leah, right side hitter, 5'10 and a sophomore. Number 12, Callie Kahn. Callie's a senior, a middle blocker at 5'11". And Maya Mortensen is the libero player. Maya's a ninth grader defensive specialist, and Maya also does a great job serving the volleyball. The Lacapara Valley coaching staff, head coach is Amber Lee, assistant coach Morgan Stark, Morgan Jaeger, and Lydia Nash. And that is your State Farm Insurance starting lineups for Lacapara Valley and Yellow Medicine East tonight here in Granite Falls. And we want to thank Tony Orata for sponsoring the starting lineups all season long here on Q92. As I mentioned, the other game tonight, the other play-in game in Section 3A, is Lakeview hosting Dawson Boyd. Dawson Boyd, one win on the season, 22 losses. Lakeview, 13 and 12. We'll keep you up to date on that score as the volleyball match goes along here. So looking for a close match here tonight between Yellow Medicine East and Lacapara Valley. Got about a minute or so here. Let's talk section football. Section football tomorrow, I'll be at Lakeview High School as Lakeview will be taking on, will be hosting Lacapara Valley. That's a 7 o'clock kickoff tomorrow night. The Eagles received the 6th seed, Lakeview the 3 seed. And other games tomorrow night, Dawson Boyd will be at RB Clay Field. They get a home playoff game. They're hosting Yellow Medicine East, and that's a 7 o'clock kickoff as well. And then the Canby Lancers, they got the 4th seed. They get a home playoff game, and they're going to host the 5th seed, McRae Wolverines. Of course, Mineota received the first round bye. They're the number one seed. They're now called Section 4A. Section 4A. So that's the football playoffs that begin tomorrow. And looks like we're going to have really good weather all week long for football. Right, Tuesday and Saturday. Next weekend's supposed to be really nice. And usually it's snowing or sleeting or really cold this time of year. But that's happening in football. Well, that wraps up your Subway pregame show tonight here in Granite Falls. We'll take a couple-minute break as they introduce the players and play the national anthem. And then we'll be back with the first serve between Lacapara Valley and Yellow Medicine East in Section 3A volleyball.
Eating healthy at a Subway restaurant is easy. We have so many nutritious choices. All of our breads are fortified with essential nutrients like calcium, vitamin D, and iron. Add all the fresh veggies you like. Bottom line, no matter what sandwich you order at Subway, you can make it even more nutritious with the power of veggies and whole grains. At Subway, we make it right in front of you and are happy to help you make smart choices.
Eat at your local Subway in Appleton, Dawson, and Clare City.
Thanks for joining us for the Subway pregame show with Q92 Sports Director Paul Ramo. Stop by the Appleton and Dawson Subways for daily specials. Coming up next, game time, right here on Q92. Section sports coverage on Q92 brought to you by Walsh Lager Concrete, Celtic Insurance Services, Chris Wodzinski for House, Independent Oil Company, Madison Dental Clinic, PMB Electrical Contractors, Larson Tiling Incorporated, Livestock Systems in Dawson, the Strand Agency, Farmers Union Oil Company, Heather Nursery, Cargill, Ag Processing Incorporated, American Surplus, Farmers Mutual Telephone Company, Tofty Auto and Sales, Sather Building Supplies, Warren Trigestad, Miller Services Incorporated, PK Egan's Restaurant, City Hall Bar and Grill, Clean Site Portable Restrooms. Section Sports brought to you by Edward Jones and Company, Dr. Tom Hansen, Doctor of Dentistry in Dawson, The Dwyer Doctors, Lee Motor Company in Dawson, Myers Electric and Infrared, Dixon Chiropractic, Larson Brothers Concrete, Citizen Alliance Bank, Appleton Dental Clinic, Madison Bottling Company, Grace Haven Assisted Living, United Prairie Bank, B. Johnson Electric, Canby Co-op Credit Union, Dawson Truck Parts, Tron Tassel Seeds, Black Barrel Corn and Soybean Growers, The Mattress Barn, Gislason's Hardware, Section Sports brought to you by Bellingham Farmers Elevator, Ludvigson Tiling, Pearson Dawson, CCM Health, Larry's Refrigeration and Heating, Pelican, Dave's Plumbing and Heating, Helgen Insurance Agency, Johnson Memorial Health Services, Fieldcrest Fertilizer, Shibboleth Mutual Fire Insurance, Black Barrel Co-op Oil Company, Minnesota Building Center, Mid-Minnesota Lumber, KB's Bar and Grill, Friends Bank, Kluver Law Office, Woodstock Telephone Company, Olson Gray Service, Jenny O Turkey Store. Section Sports brought to you by the Hendricks Farmers Elevator, Country Sod Auto, Erickson Chevrolet, Southwest Insurance Services, Haas Seeds, NB Golf Cars, Gruel Electric, Doug Service and Marine, Flip Beesman Incorporated, Prairie Sun Bank, WOW Auto Wash, Kedetz Chiropractic Center, Hilltop Bar and Grill, UFB Minnesota, our premier sponsor, Ag Plus Cooperative, Dawson Dairy Queen, Ryan Smith Seed, Chatelaine Trucking and Lime Application, Froggatt Auction and Real Estate, Appleton Area Health, Flight Insurance, State Bank of Taunton, House of Spirits, First Security Bank of Canby, Hometown Kitchen and Bath, Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods, Greater Community Credit Union, Pete's Electric Motor Incorporated, Canby Farmers Grain, Section Sports brought to you by Lean Lumber, and the Canby Meat Center. Thanks for joining us for Section Sports here on 92.1 FM.
October is Co-op Month. At Farmers Mutual Telephone Company, we're more than just a telecommunications provider. We're a cooperative, working together to keep our community connected. From fast, reliable internet to dependable phone service, we're proud to provide the tools that help families, schools, and businesses stay in touch. This month, celebrate the power of cooperation and the people who make it all possible. Because at Farmers Mutual, connecting our community is what we do best.
Looking for a good used car or pickup? Countryside Auto in Minnesota has a large selection of used cars and pickups to choose from. Countryside Auto's slogan, "You Auto Come to Us for All Your Vehicle Needs." Check out their website at csaminnesota.com to view the large selection of vehicles. Countryside Auto is located right off Highway 68 in Minnesota. They're easy to find and easy to deal with. Countryside Auto, Minnesota.
Cookit Plumbing and Heating of Minnesota, a family man helping families with residential, commercial, and geothermal services. Matt and his team are there for you 24-7. The Marshall Independent Reader's Choice winner of 2023 for Best Plumbing and Heating. You can count on Cookit Plumbing and Heating to be fast, friendly, and fair. Check them out on Facebook, and when the need arises, call Matt with Cookit Plumbing and Heating. Cookit Plumbing and Heating is a proud sponsor of Minnesota Sports.
All right, welcome back to Grand Falls High School, Yellow Medicine East High School. Used to be Grand Falls, called Grand Falls High School way back in the day. Well, it's La Caprile Valley and Yellow Medicine East. Everything's on the line tonight. You lose and your season is done. And you win, you get the number one ranked team and number one seed in Section 3A, the Minnesota Vikings. In Minnesota on Friday. So a tall task here for either of these two teams. Boy, nice crowd. Wow, what a crowd for Section 3A volleyball tonight here at Yellow Medicine East High School. A lot of La Caprile Valley. I think they outnumber the YME fans tonight. There's a lot of students here as well, Yellow Medicine East students. The theme, obviously, is camouflage night. Can hardly see them. They're all wearing camouflage. All right, let's play volleyball. The PA announcer says, and we're ready to go. And the Eagles, I forgot to mention, I missed Faith Meyer. Faith Meyer is one of the starters for the Eagles. I don't know how I missed her. I had her circled, but I know I didn't say her name in the State Farm Insurance starting lineup. So apologize that. To Faith for that. All right, here we go. On the floor for the Eagles, Sawatsky, Shelstead, Amlin, Leah, Kahn, and Meyer. Here we go. Mortensen just came in for Meyer, I believe. No, Meyer's at the net, okay. And we got Mortensen in the back row with Shelstead. That's young. Shelstead's an eighth grader. Mortensen is a ninth grader, along with senior Kahn. Here we go. I'm looking for five sets tonight. Two evenly matched teams. Number four is serving. This is Peterson. And she has a run jump serve. And we are underway here at Yellow Medicine East High School. Section 3A volleyball. And Cali Conn hit the ball off the side court there. And the Sting take the lead. 1-0. Call a friend, text a friend. Tell them to tune to 92.1 FM. And an ace serve for Yellow Medicine East. Number four. That's Courtney Peterson with an ace serve. And the Sting have a 2-0 lead on the Eagles. And Peterson's serve goes into Conn. She passes the ball up nice to Sawatsky. Here's an outside drive by Leah, and she hit it cross-court out of bounds. And the Sting have jumped out to a 3-0 lead. Good bump pass up to the net there to Sawatsky. And Leah just hit it too hard out of bounds. Here's a serve by the Sting. Conn will hit it over on the third hit. The libero player, Chevronay, and it's blocked out of bounds by the Eagles. 4-0 Sting. I'm broadcasting on one end of the court, right behind the Eagles. They're ready defensively. Peterson serves again in the shell set and bumps it up. A little trouble, and the Eagles can't get it over the net. And all of a sudden, it's 5-0, and Coach Amber Lee walks on the floor. Oh, I thought she was going to call a timeout. She does not. Peterson, number four for Yellow Medicine East, serves deep in the back row. Mortensen lets it go, and it goes out of bounds. Good decision there by Maya Mortensen. And the Eagles get the point. Substitutes coming in. Peyton Sachs comes off the bench, and Peyton walking right. She looked up at me and smiled. And she's going to serve right below me here, and I jinxed her. She hit the ball in the net, the service there by Peyton. 6-1, Yellow Medicine East. Number 10 is serving now for Yellow Medicine East. Abby Bones, a sophomore, and she's an outstanding athlete for the Sting. Here's a set and a drive by Whitnable, blocked at the net there by number 13, Bjørndal. 7-1 is the score. And YME's Abby Bones serves again, and she serves it out of bounds. Point lock of Parle Valley. Out of bounds on the side court, right in front of head coach Amber Lee of the Eagles. Playoff volleyball tonight here on Q92. Eagles serve. And we got a whistle at the net. Double hit there by the Eagles. Point. Yellow Medicine East 8-2. Mrs. Drip is on the ladder reffing tonight. Dan Drip's wife from Morris. That's the Morris crew here. 8-3 Sting. And now Cali Conn, the senior, bounces the volleyball, tosses the ball in the air, gets it into the back row there to Chevronay. She passes up, tipped up, and over by Elena Allmake. And it's 9-3 Sting. Eagles need to rally here. Shelstead comes in on the rotation. And now number 6, Marley Ludvigsen, in on the floor. And a serve by the Sting. Goes into Peyton Sachs, passes up to Sawatsky. Here's an outside hit by Amlin. Goes over to net. Eagles return. The Sting return it. Now Whitnable with a big drive. Nice dig there by 15. That's Almick. Sachs digs it up. Oh, she can't pass it up to the net. Point Sting, and it's 10-3. Yellow Medicine East. And Coach Amber Lee's calling a timeout. But the score, Yellow Medicine East 10. Lock of Parle Valley 3, timeout on the floor. We'll take a commercial break and hear a word from our fine sponsors.
Hi, I'm Cali Conn with the LQPV Girls Volleyball Team, and you're listening to Paul Ramel on Q92.
When it comes to solid foundations, there's only one name you need to know, Wolfschlager Concrete. Whether it's a new driveway, a sleek patio, or a robust commercial foundation, Wolfschlager Concrete has you covered. With over 20 years of experience and a commitment to quality, our team delivers durable, reliable, and beautifully finished concrete every time. Commercial, agriculture, and residential. They do work in Minnesota and South Dakota. Call Jordan at 320-269-1182 or check out their Facebook page. That's Wolfswager Concrete.
Health insurance is not a topic of conversation most people enjoy. There can be many confusing terms, and it's just not the most fun thing to talk about. My name is Carly Bothan. I own Celtic Insurance Services, located in downtown Dawson. I'm here to assist you with your health insurance needs from individual, group, and senior health care. You can stop by or call my office at 320-769-2000. I'd love the opportunity to help you find a plan you can feel confident in.
We're back here at Yellow Mesonese East High School. The Sting lead the Eagles 12-3. As we come out of the timeout by Coach Amber Lee. Had a good start for La Caprile Valley here. Sting doing a nice job serving. The Eagles having a tough on the serve receive. And now there goes the serve in the Shellstead. And a nice play by Amelin. What a play by Abby on the outside hitter. She used her left hand and put it down. Wow. Well, 4 Yellow Mesonese East. We're in set one, section 3A base volleyball playoff. Here's a run jump serve by Maya Sawatsky. Boy, that ball really dipped after it went over the net. The Sting return it. Here's a set by Ludvigson and a drive by Sawatsky. Maya Sawatsky with the kill. 12-5 Sting. Nice job by Maya Sawatsky. Good set by Ludvigson that time. I was on the outside. Here's Mortensen right below me with the serve. Hit the net, goes over. That's playable. The Sting get it back over on. No, they cannot. They hit it into the net. Bailey Mortensen fanned on it for the Sting. Hey, the Eagles coming back here. I told you, when Maya Mortensen serves, it's a nasty serve. I've got a good view of it here, and it just... It's like a sinker ball in baseball. And that one goes over to Sting. Return it. Mortensen up to Amelin, and we got a carry on the Eagles. No, a net violation on the Eagles. I didn't see that. So the Sting are going to serve here. Hannah Bjørndal leading the Eagles 13-6. Bjørndal serve, a service error, 13-7. Eagles get the serve back. Well, we're going to have a lot of volleyball, a lot of football this week. I can't wait for the section cross-country meet. Folks, if you've never been to a section cross-country meet, now is the time to come to one. Thursday at the Madison Golf Course, 4 o'clock the boys run. That's the first race. Some of the top runners in the state will be in Madison on Thursday. 14-7 Sting. Sting are leading. Lexi Stengel, serve into the back row. Sawatsky passes up to Amelin. Here's Meyer with a soft touch. What a nice job by Faith Meyer, her first kill. Nice pass from Amelin. Kahn back on the floor for La Caprile Valley. And Shellstead serving. Ashton, the serve by Shellstead. In the Chevronet, passes up. Sting having the trouble, but they get it and they hit it long out of bounds. Good decision by Shelstead in the back row. Ashton will serve again. 14-9. Sting lead Eagles. Shelstead serves in the Chevronet. She passes up to the front of the net. Here's a drive partially blocked by the Eagles. Sawatsky's going to set up Kahn from the outside. Chevronet bumps it over to Mortensen. Eagles have it. Sawatsky, Meyer in the middle of the court, gets it over to net. Sawatsky saves that one. Shellstead pushes it over, and Chevronet digs it up, and it goes over to net. What a nice job by the Sting. Kahn will hit it long out of bounds. good volley there by both teams. Some great defensive plays. And it's 15-9. Yellow Medicine East, we're in set one. Sting jumped out to a 7-0 lead. Eagles are trying to claw their way back here in set one. Sting serve and an ace serve there for the Sting. That was number four again, Peterson. That's her second ace serve of the match. 16-9. Peterson serves in the con. Con passes it to Sawatsky. And Shelstead from the middle of the floor gets it over. Back and blocked at the net, but it goes out of bounds. Actually hit the net. Nice attempt there by Amlin. Or no, that was Ludvigsen. Oh, Sophia Leah. I'll get it right. It was Sophie Leah with the block. Sting lead, 17-9. Play at the net. Hit over by Faith Meyer. And Chevronnet hits it into the net for the Sting. It's a 7-point lead now for Yellow Medicine East, 17-10. Here comes Peyton Sachs back on the floor for Lacapaul Valley to serve. Down by 7, the Eagles are. We played at 25. Peyton stands there, throws the ball over the net, and it goes out of bounds on the side. That's a point for the Sting. 8-point lead for Yellow Medicine East. 18-10. Set one. Here's Abby Bones, the 6-foot sophomore. Great basketball player, too. Serves it in the Shelstead, the 8th grader, up to Sawatsky, getting it over was, hit on the other side of the antenna. That was Whitnable. Carson hit it on the other side of the antenna, the referee says. 19-10. Sting leading the Eagles. Playoff volleyball here on Q92 tonight. Glad you're with us. Here's Todd, blocked at the net there by Bjørndal, by the Sting. Sting will hit it from the outside. Big hit there and a kill by Almec. Her second kill of the match. 20-10 is your score. 20-10. Eagles down by 10. They need to rally here. Almec has, or this is, Abby Bones serving again. And then Sawatsky passes it up. Chelsea's got to get it over, and she does. Sting back set there, soft touch over. Sacks. Eagles pass it up, blocked out of bounds. And that's a point for Lacapaul Valley. Nice block out of bounds there by Whitnable. Carson Whitnable. Now the Eagles are serving. Down by 9. This is Ludvigsen. Marley Ludvigsen with the serve, and the Sting return it. And the Eagles blocked it out of bounds. 21-11. Paul Ramo here in Granite Falls tonight. Sting serving, and this is Bailey Sneller. And Sneller's outstanding softball player for the Sting. Oh, nice job by Whitnable at the net to get it over. And the Sting, here's a shot from the outside, and it's good. What a set. What a kill by Almec, her third kill of the match. For the setter, Stengel set it all the way across the court to Almec, and she hammered it down. 22-11. We played at 25. Serve in to Sawatsky. Here's Whitnable from the outside. She goes cross court way out of bounds. 23-11. These two teams played early in September. It was very close matches. 25-22, 25-21, 25-18. And a service there by the Stings. Number 3, Bailey Sneller, gives the point to the Eagles. Abby Amlin comes back in. She'll play at the net, a senior. The other senior is Todd. There's a couple seniors on this team for the Eagles. And there's a kill by number 15, Almec again, her fourth. And it's set point for the Sting, 24-12. Set point for Yellow Menace and East. They get the next point. They win the set one. Elena Olmec, ready to serve. Head coach Stokes telling her where to serve the ball. And here we go. The serve by Olmec. Goes into Shelstead. Up to Sawatsky. Peyton Sachs hits it way out of bounds. And it's 25-12. Yellow Medicine East takes set one here tonight in Granite Falls. So the Eagles need to regroup. And we'll see what they can do in set two. We'll take a couple-minute break here. And we'll be back right after these words from our fine sponsors.
Hello, this is your state representative, Chris Swazinski. It's an honor to represent the good people of Southwest Minnesota at the Capitol. I just want to take a minute to wish all of our local sports teams and academic activities the best of luck. It's a real privilege to fight for our Southwestern Minnesota values at the Capitol, advocating for policies that help grow jobs, strengthen our economy, and invest our tax dollars wisely. If my office can be of assistance, please don't hesitate to write a call. This ad was paid for by Swazinski for House.
Independent Oil Company of Canby, owned and operated by the Henges family since 1935. They offer all your gas, diesel, and propane needs. Check out their tire prices at Independent Oil Company. They are your local Amstar dealer. Independent Oil Company of Canby. Call them today at 507-223-5942 or check out their Facebook page. They have lunch specials daily and a whole lot more. That's Independent Oil Company, located at the intersection of Highway 75 and 68 in Canby, Minnesota.
When you're smiling,
let Dr. Brandon Elstead and your friends at the Madison Dental Clinic make you feel good about your smile. There you'll find many of the newest technologies dentistry has to offer right here in Madison. At the Madison Dental Clinic, they see people from 2 to 102, and they'd love to see you. They'll help you find your best smile. Call 320-598-7433. That's 320-598-7433 for the Madison Dental Clinic, downtown Madison, Minnesota, where they remind you, only floss and brush the teeth you want to keep.
When you're smiling.
Are you looking to go green without a house covered in solar panels or a wind turbine in your yard? Thanks to the Economic Recovery Act, there's a 30% renewable energy tax credit for homeowners that install qualifying water furnace geothermal comfort systems. Water furnace geothermal units use the clean, renewable energy found in your own backyard to save up to 70% on heating, cooling, and hot water. With no ugly outdoor equipment, it's the practical way to go green. Call B&B Electrical Contractor at 507-872-6837 today for a free estimate.
Hi, this is Doug Breberg at Larson Tiling in Dawson. Here at Larson Tiling, we appreciate your business. We aren't looking to do all the tiling in the area, just the people that want a quality job well done and guaranteed. I'm not going to lie to you. You probably can find someone to do your tiling job cheaper. If that's all you're looking for is a cheap price, then go somewhere else. Or do you want a quality job with value or a system that'll last a lifetime? Someone that's going to be here for years to come. When you make important decisions in your life, you only look at the price? Probably not. You look for the best quality, the most value. So if you're just looking for a cheap tiling job, you'll get what you pay for. Then we are not your contract. Quality comes with a price. With that being said, we will give you the best price we can. Give us a call, 320-769-2596. And remember, good days give you happiness, bad days give you experience. God bless the USA.
Hi, I'm Lindsay Ludvigson from the LQPV volleyball team, and you're listening to Q92.
Livestock Systems of Dawson would like to remind area livestock producers that they are your livestock equipment specialists. Whether you raise hogs, cattle, or sheep, they have what you need. Used equipment available too. Livestock Systems of Dawson can repair concrete in your livestock barns. They carry air filter cleaners, tow ropes, American-made steel for shops, garages, barns, and more with a 45-year warranty. And see them for your livestock ventilation and plumbing needs. They have an insulation machine that sucks out the old insulation, and they can install brand new insulation into your livestock barns. Livestock Systems of Dawson, owned and operated by Randy and Jody Mosing. Call 320-769-2564, DawsonEngineeringMN.com.
All right, we're back here in Granite Falls at Yellow Medicine East High School, Section 3A Volleyball. The Sting took the first set from the Eagles, 25-12, and we're just underway here in set two. I forgot to mention that besides Section 3A Volleyball tonight, there's a Camden Conference Championship going on in Prinsburg. I forgot about that. Mineota, the South champion of Camden Conference, they're in Prinsburg tonight taking on the champion of the North, Camden, Central Minnesota Christian. And so the North versus the South champions in the Camden Conference in the first set. Mineota beat Central Minnesota Christian 25-16, and currently they're ahead 10-6 in set two. Ortonville, they're in their section. They're at home tonight. The Ortonville Trojans, they lead New York Mills. They beat New York Mills 26-24 in set one. So good for the Trojans there. Don't have an update on Dawson Boyd or Lakeview as of right now. Dawson Boyd in Cottonwood tonight. All right, let's pick up the action here. As I mentioned, the Sting won 25-12 in set one. And something unusual, they changed benches between the sets. They don't do that all year long. And now in section play, and for whatever reason, I do not know, they changed benches like they used to do many years ago. And after COVID, they decided, no, we don't need to change benches in volleyball. And I was shocked. I was shocked between sets. They switched benches. I have to figure out who made that decision and why. Very interesting. All right, 4-2. We're in set two. We're underway. Sting lead the Eagles, one set to none. And the Sting now lead 5-2. Eagles are actually facing me now. Sting below me here, number three. Bailey Sneller is serving. Sneller's serve goes in to number five, and that is Eva Traeger. Traeger on the floor for La Caprile Valley. And a hit by the Sting out of bounds down the side court. That was Almick. Almick led the Sting in kills in set one with four. Well, Section 3A Volleyball, you win, you move on. You'll get the number one seed on Friday in Mineota. You lose, you're done. You pick up the basketball. Or dance. Dance lines. Practice started tonight. First night for Shadows. 5-3 Sting. Here's a hit from the outside by Abby Hamlin. And the Sting return it, and they can't. And a point for La Caprile Valley. Abby Hamlin with her second kill. Nice job by Abby. She's 5'11". 5-4, folks. 5-4. And the Eagles tie it up here. Mortensen serving. Faith Meyer knocks it down in the middle. And we're tied up. We are tied up by 5. How about that? And Maya Mortensen will serve again, number 16. And here's a serve by Maya. Goes it deep into the back row. Sting having trouble. Sneller. Now Almick throws it over on the third hit. Swatsky, or that was Ludvigson, setting up Meyer with a drive. Sting keep it off the floor, and now a kill there by Almick again. Their fifth kill of the match. Elena Almick. And she's going to serve. She's actually right below me here. Number 15, Almick. And she does a little run jump serve in the Sawatsky. I pass it up to Ludvigson. Oh, what a nice job by Marley Ludvigson. She was going to set it. She fooled the Sting instead of setting it. She quickly threw it over the net. And we're tied 6-6. Set two. Leah comes in. She'll play at the net with Meyer and Hamlin. Here's Sawatsky with the serve, and it's long out of bounds. Maya, a little too strong. Hit the weight room. All the girls hit the weight room. 7-6, Ding lead by one, and Almec serves. Goes in the back row to Mortensen. Here's Sawatsky setting up. Amlin from the outside, a drive, and Almec saves it, passes up the net. Play at the net, and the Sting get it done there. That was Abby Bones with her first kill, and it's 8-6. 2-point lead for Yellow Medicine East. Hannah Bjørndal serves in the Mortensen. Maya passes up to Maya Sawatsky, and tipping it over was Amlin with another kill. Abby. You could see her eyes. Abby's facing me so I could see where she was looking. When she went, jumped up, she looked for the empty spots on the court, and she did that beautifully. 8-7. Eagles down by a point. Can they tie it up? There's a slide by the Sting. Eagles return it. Good! Tally Con ties it up. 8-8. Eagles don't want to go down 2-0 here. They lost the first set, 25-12. Here's Shelstead with the serve. Goes way up into the ceiling. Off the return, blocked by Meyer. Here's another shot. Meyer keeps it alive. Kahn throws it over. Here's a set and a big block by Meyer. And we got a whistle. And a double hit there by the Sting. What a nice job by Sophie Leah and Faith Meyer at the net. And they both have big smiles on their face right now. Hey, the Eagles take the lead, 9-8, but the serve goes out of bounds by the Eagles. And again, we're tied. Oh, that was a brief lead for La Caprile Valley. Now we're tied 9-9. And Chevronnet, or this is number 7, excuse me, Stengel. Eagles return it, and a carry called on the Eagles. 10-9, Sting. Stengel. A senior serving right below me. 1-point lead for Yellow Medicine East. Serves in to Maya Mortensen. Pass up to Maya Sawatsky. She sets Kahn with a drive. Nice dig by Chevronnet. Shelstead, Sawatsky, Meyer throws it. No, what a play by Meyer. What a play by Faith Meyer. 10-10. Boy, how many times have we had ties here in set two? A little different. Eagles playing much, much better than they did set one, that's for sure. They're passing the ball a lot better. So here's the Eagles' number 5, Eva Traeger. Eva Traeger, a sophomore, pounds the volleyball. She's ready to serve with a tie match here, 10-10. Sting, get it, and they can't get it over. And what are they going to call? And a point. Oh, they're going to. The referees are confused. And I think they gave the point to the Sting. Eagles are arguing. And they're going to lose the argument. Point Sting, 11-10. Not quite sure what happened there at the net, right in front of the referee on the floor. But they gave the point to the Sting, 11-10, Yellow Medicine East. Peterson serves. Oh, what a dig by Sawatsky. And Shelstead gets it over. Sting get it over on the third hit. Shelstead throw, pops it over to net. Here's a Sting, a set, and a drive, and a kill by Yellow Medicine East. Abby Bones, her second kill of the match. 12-10. Well, I got an update. In Cottonwood, Lakeview beat Dawson Boyd in set one, 25-8. And Lakeview leading the Blackjacks in set two, 20-11. I got updates there. 12-10 here, set two. And there's Cali Kahn in the middle with a big, big kill there. Third kill of the night for the senior, Cali Kahn of the Eagles. And here's Ludvigsen. This is Marley. Play it over on the third hit. Windnabel plays it off the net, and Ludvigsen gets it over. What a nice defensive play by the Eagles. And now hitting it from the outside for Yellow Medicine's and Bailey Sneller, her first kill. 13-10. Well, we were tied up many, many times here in set two. Right now, it's a two-point lead for the Sting. They serve it in to Traeger. Nice pass up. Traeger gets the ball back to Shelstead. The eighth grader hammers it over to net on the third hit. Now a carry called on the Sting. Point lock of Paro Valley. Good call there by the refs. When that volleyball comes to you, you have to just touch it off your fingertips. It cannot stay on your fingers. Here's Callie Kahn, gets the whistle from the referee, and the serve by Callie. Goes into Chevronay. She passes up to Peterson, and a drive over the net there by Almick. And now Almick, an easy point there for the senior, Almick. Six kills for Elena Almick. 14-12. Sting leading. They won the first set, 25-12. They lead by two here. Oh, well, we've got a whistle. And the Eagles were out of position. The Eagles were out of position, and the YME students chanting, "You can't do that. You can't do that." 15-12. And a serve there by Sneller. Eagles return it with Skowatsky. Maya. Second kill for Maya. 15-13. Eagles keeping it close here. They need to take set two badly. Because as I mentioned, you go down 2-0, that means you got to win the next three sets. And that is difficult to do. 15-13 set two. The Sting lead by two. And Maya Mortensen, the number 16. And the serve coming right at me here. Chevronay plays it up, and a monster kill by 15 again. Boy, she's on fire. Elena Almick. 16-13. YME students making a lot of noise. Almick is serving. She's a senior, as I mentioned. And the serve goes into Sawatsky and Maya Kahn. Oh, look at Mortensen chase it down. Oh, and the Eagles get it over to net. Oh, I thought, a nice touch there. Who was that for the Sting? Getting the point, I think that was number 7, Stengel, the setter. 17-13, Coach Amber Lee calls her first timeout. We're in set two. The Sting lead, 17-13. We'll take a commercial break and be back with more Section 3A volleyball from Yellow Medicine East High School.
Peter and Vicki Strand of the Strand Agency in downtown Dawson look forward to helping you with all your farm, business, and auto insurance needs. Give Peter or Vicki a call today at 320-769-4410. They're open Monday through Friday from 8 to 5, and you can find them on Main Street, Dawson. That's the Strand Agency, Peter and Vicki Strand. Farmers Union Oil Company of Montevideo and Granite Falls, providing Senex Premium Diesel Fuels, propane, oil, grease, and now DEF delivery. For any of your farm, business, or personal needs, please call 320-269-8861. That's 269-8861. Thank you, and we appreciate your business. That's Farmers Union Oil Company of Montevideo and Granite Falls. Heather Floral and Greenhouse proudly serves Montevideo, Dawson, and Madison areas. We are committed to offering only the finest floral arrangements and gifts, backed by service that is friendly and prompt. Because all of our customers are important, our professional staff is dedicated to making your experience a pleasant one. That is why we always go the extra mile to make your floral gift perfect. Let Heather Floral and Greenhouse be your first choice for flowers. That's Heather Floral and Greenhouse in Montevideo, Dawson, and Madison.
All right, welcome back to Yellow Medicine East High School for Section 3A Volleyball Playoffs. The Sting lead the Eagles one set to none. They took the first set, 25-12, and we're in the second set here, and the Sting just served it out of bounds. Timeout's over by Lockfall Valley's coach Amber Lee, and the Sting lead 18-15. Here's Ashton Shelstead serving. She's a libero player wearing the white jersey, and the serve goes into the back row. Here's a set by Peterson, a drive over, easy point there for number 10, Abby Bowens, her third kill. Nice set by Lexi Stengel. And Stengel is going to serve now, 19-15, staying here in set two. Great crowd here tonight, really nice crowd watching this section volleyball match, and Callie Kahn fanned on it, and it goes, actually hit the net. And the Sting have reached 20 points. We played at 25. Peterson serves again, and it goes out of bounds. Nice decision by the young eighth grader and ninth grader in the back row, Mortensen and Shelstead. It went out of bounds. Point Lacapal Valley. Sting lead 20-16, and here's Traeger. Eva Traeger, a sophomore, serving. She wears number 5. Eagles down 20-16. They really need to take set two here. Traeger serve, hits the net, goes over. Sting play it. Here's a shot from the outside. Good. Ooh, that was the hardest hit volleyball of the night by Bailey Sneller. Ooh, 21-16. Sting lead here in set two. And it looks like Courtney Peterson is going to serve. She has two ace serves here in the match for Yellow Medicine East. Tomorrow night we got football. We got Lacapal Valley football for you tomorrow night from Lakeview High School, 7 o'clock kickoff. Here's a drive and a kill by Callie Kahn in the middle. Four kills for Callie. 21-17. Can the Eagles rebound here? They're down. And Marley Ludvigson gets the whistle from the referee on the ladder, and she serves the ball over to net. And there is, wow, Almec again. She's just dominating at the net. She's tall. They got her listed at 5'11", but my, she looks like she's taller than that. 22-17. Here's a serve by the Sting. Number 10, Abby Bowens. It's an ace serve. An ace serve. The Eagles didn't look like they're ready for that. 23-17. And number 10, Abby Bowens serves again. Here it is. Goes into Shelstead. Oh, Sawatsky steps in front of Shelstead. Now Kahn throws it over. Back at the net. Kahn hammers it down. Five kills for Callie Kahn. 23-18, Yellow Medicine East. We are in set two. Sting took the first set. 25-12. The Eagles need to rally. Kahn serves in the Chevronnet. Peterson set the back set number 3, and she throws it out of bounds. And here come the Eagles, 23-18. Kahn continuing to serve in front of this large crowd here at Yellow Medicine East High School tonight. Kahn serve goes into Chevronnet. The libero player serves it up, and a kill from the outside by number 13. That's Bjerndal, her second kill. And it's set point for the Sting. 24-19 Sting. They get this next point, they'll win. And serving is Sneller. And she serves it into the net, keeps the Eagles alive. 24-20. Don't give up. Mortensen comes in. You know, now I've seen Maya Mortensen with like 4 or 5 ace serves in a row. I'm not sure what match that was, but that was fun to watch. She needs to do that right here. 24-20, set point for the Sting. And she served it into the net. And the Sting win it, 25-20. And they take a 2-0 lead on Lacapal Valley. We will take a break, a couple, 2-3 minute break, And we'll come back with more section volleyball from Granite Falls right after this.
Ag Processing is proud of the positive impact that they have on our area. AGP provides a soybean market for 310 local cooperatives and their 300,000 farmer owners. Supply soybean meal to hundreds of businesses and the poultry and livestock producers they serve. Supplies feed to over 2,000 private and cooperative dealers and their livestock producer customers in the United States and Canada. Being the third largest soy oil refiner, it easily could be that every person in the USA consumes some AGP soy oil each year. AGP Ag Processing Incorporated.
Farming is 1,000 decisions along the way, and Cargill is here to support you throughout the journey. Cargill is a long-standing member of the Madison business community, and they are proud to reinvest in our local economy. The team is ready to help you with a variety of tools available right at your fingertips. Sell your crop and check local bids. Diversify your marketing with Cargill Elevate Pricing Solutions. Grow sustainability with Cargill RegenConnect. Manage your account from your phone or desktop with Cargill Ag. Explore the ways Cargill can help you. Visit CargillAg.com. Call 320-324-6491 or stop in the office. American Surplus, East Highway 7, Montevideo, is a producer of the world-famous Ice Castle Fish Houses. Did you know you can pick up Ice Castle Fish House accessories at American Surplus? That's right. They also have storage buildings, dog kennels, playhouses, and framed artwork and flooring. Go to AmericanSurplusOnline.com to check out everything American Surplus has to offer. That's AmericanSurplusOnline.com. Fender bender? Major collision? Don't stress. Call Tufty Auto Body and Sales in Madison. They handle the dents, the dings, and full repairs like it never happened. Tufty Auto Body works with all insurance providers and offers free estimates. Fast, friendly, and flawless. That's Tufty Auto Body's promise. Call 320-598-3770 or visit Tufty Auto Body and Sales Facebook page. That's Tufty Auto Body and Sales, where your car comes back better than ever.
For all your building needs at your home-owned independent lumberyard, Sather Building Supply. They're located at 236 North 3rd Street, just off of Highway 212 in Dawson. They're open every Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. till 5 p.m. Sather Building Supply. All your building needs. Located at 236 North 3rd Street, Dawson, Minnesota. You can call 320-769-4481. That's 320-769-4481. Sather Building Supply, where they appreciate your business.
Your local Pioneer team is with you from the word go during harvest season and every season. They have the latest performance data to help select the right corn products for each of your acres next year. Results start with industry-leading genetics, but it all comes down to conducting thousands of local on-farm trials to uncover more insights and maximize yields. When it's go time, work with your local Pioneer team to make the most of every acre with Pioneer brand corn products. Pioneer, with you from the word go.
Contact your local Pioneer seed dealer, Warren Tregestead, at 320-894-1576.
Welcome back to Yellow Medicine East High School. Paul Ramo here for Q92 Sports. Section 3A volleyball. Eagles have their backs to the wall. They want their season to continue. They're going to need to take the next three sets because Yellow Medicine East took set one, 25-12, and they took set two, 25-20. Other section tournament of volleyball tournaments, Dawson Boyd down 2-0 to Lakeview, 25-8, 25-12. They're in the third set, Lakeview leading Dawson Boyd 12-7. Camden Conference Volleyball Championship going on at Central Minnesota Christian High School, and the Minneota Vikings leading the Blue Jays 2-0, 25-16, 25-20. But the Blue Jays are one leading the Vikings in set three, 7-6. Hortonville in their section tournament, leading New York Mills 2-0. That's gets you up to date there on the Section 3A tournament. Well, the seniors for the Eagles, they want their season to continue. They're going to have to fight hard here And right now we're in set three, and the Sting lead 3-1 to pick up the action. Olmec blocked out of bounds by Khan. This Elena Olmec, holy cow. She is playing one whale of a match. We'll have our WOW Ottawa play of the game in the Neon Needles post-game show. And there's an ace serve by the Sting, and they're off to a 5-1 lead. And this is Abby Bone serving with her ace serve, her first ace serve of the night. 5-1 Sting. Bone serves in the Sawatsky, and Maya hit it out of bounds. Went past the ball up to the net. 6-1. The Sting jumped out to a 7-1 lead before the Eagles rebounded there. Set two saw a number of ties throughout the whole set until the end there when the Sting pulled away. Here's Whitnable from the outside, partially blocked by the Sting. 6-1, Yellow Medicine East here in set three. Here's Khan in the middle. Nice save by Peterson. Now Peterson will throw it over. Whitnable. Sawatsky back to Carson. Whitnable. Oh, what a dig. Oh, what a play by the Sting. And that brings their head coach, Coach Stokes, off the bench, and she was pumped on that. 7-1. Sting, Abby Bones. Eagles play it up to the net. Whitnable throws it over. Bones passes up to their center, Peterson. Here's a drive by Almick. Nice block there by Marley Ludvigson and Khan. And now Peyton Sachs lets it go out of bounds. Good decision there by Peyton. And now the Eagles will serve. Here's Marley Ludvigson, a junior. Eagles down 7-2. Ludvigson serves deep in the back row. Chevronet passes up to Peterson. And a drive, and it's good by number three, Bailey Sneller. I think they gave that to the Sting. They did. 8-2. Sting leading La Caparo Valley. Set three, they lead 2-0 on the Eagles. The winner gets the number one seed, Minneota Vikings, on Friday night in Minneota. And as I mentioned, the loser is going to wrap up the season. Oh, nice dig by Shellstead. Peyton Sachs passes up to Khan. Tally gets it over to net. Back up, blocked at the net by Khan. Chevronet. Sting play it back, deep row, Sachs. Here's a shot from Sawatsky from the outside. Back over to net, it goes. Number 13 touches it. Peyton's got to get it over. Now Sawatsky throws it deep in the corner. Chevronet with a nice play. And the Sting keep it off the floor. Sawatsky from the outside. We got the longest volley of the night going on here, folks. Outstanding plays by both teams. Here's Marley Ludvigson up to Whitnable. And good! What a volley that was! And Whitnable got the job done. Carson's first kill of the night. Wow, some big digs from Peyton Sachs for La Caparo Valley and Chevronet for Yellow Medicine East. 8-3, Sting lead. Khan serves. Sting throw it over on the third hit. Marley Ludvigson sets up Sawatsky to Abby Amlin back on the floor. Play at the net. Block. And I think that was Olmec again. It was 10 kills for Elena Olmec. Boy, I thought that went out of bounds. Oh, well, I'm not the referee. 9-3 Sting. Olmec serving. The serve is out of bounds on the side. Point La Caparo Valley, 9-4. You're listening to Section 3A Volleyball from Yellow Medicine East High School tonight. No, we got a lot of farmers listening in the combines and the trucks. Thanks for tuning in to Q92. 9-4 Sting. They lead 2-0 on La Caparo Valley. Eagles serve. This is Mortensen. Sting return it quickly. And now a whistle. Somebody ran into the net. Point Eagle. Net violation on Yellow Medicine East. 9-5 Sting. Sting took the first set, 25-12. Took the second set, 25-20. That set two, the Eagles played much, much better than they did in set one. They passed the ball a lot better. Here's Mortensen's serve into the back row. It goes to Sneller. Outside hit into the net there by the Sting, Bailey Mortensen. 9-6, Eagles. For Sting. Eagles down by three. Can they get some points here for Mortensen serving one of the best servers in the Camden Conference? And Bailey Mortensen hit it out of bounds. Went right by Maya Mortensen for the Eagles. Got a Mortensen on the Sting and a Mortensen on the Eagles. And Maya Mortensen for La Caparo Valley serves into the back row. Sting played up, touched over, point Sting. And that was number 13, Bjørndal, her third kill of the night. 10-7 Sting. We played at 25. Sting win this set. They win the match, and they'll travel to Minnesota on Friday. The Eagles want to keep their season alive. There's Abby Amlin with a monster kill. And Abby Amlin, the senior and Madison ambassador, Miss Madison, Madison ambassador, crowned this summer. 10-8, two-point lead for the Sting. And Sawatsky with a nice hard serve by Maya. Stinger's a backslide, a drive there by number 10, Bones, Abby Bones. The Eagles return it quickly. Here's Faith Meyer at the net, and now she bumps it up. The Sawatsky sets up Amlin with a drive from the outside. Sting defended. Sawatsky hits it over on one hit. Play at the net. Goes over the net. And Sawatsky keeps it alive. And now Abby Amlin fans on it. Good volley by both sides. 11-8. 11-8. I've been talking about how large the crowd is here tonight at Yellow Medicine East High School. Here's a serve into Maya Mortensen. Sawatsky back set to Amlin from the outside. Good. Boy, that was the best pass and set and kill for the Eagles tonight. That was textbook there as Abby Amlin picked up her fifth kill. 11-9. Well, the Eagles play so well at times. They just be a little more consistent. Shelstead serves into the back row. Here's play at the net, and that's hit long, out of bounds, point La Caparo Valley. Hey, Eagles are just down by a point. It's 11-10. Can they win set three and force a set four? Got a long ways to go. A lot of volleyball here in set three yet. Shelstead, the eighth grader, serves. Sting return it. Here's Sawatsky setting up Kahn from the outside. Chevronet, oh, what a play by the Sting to get it over the net on the third hit. Shelstead will throw it over. Good! Ashton Shelstead for La Caparo Valley, folks. Folks, we are tied 11-11. Little momentum here for the Eagles now. Can they continue that? And Shelstead serves into Chevronet. Chevronet passes up. Abby Bones with a monster kill there, and the Sting take the lead, 12-11. Both teams have all their timeouts left here in set three. Nice video board here at Yellow Medicine East High School in the gym. Here's a serve by Peterson in the con up to Sawatsky, and over the net. Ew, no, that's going to be four hits. Point Sting, 13-11. We were tied 11-11. Now it's a 2-0 run here for Yellow Medicine East. And Peterson, number four for the Sting, is serving. Serving right at me here. And here it comes into Maya, and she hits it over on one hit, and it goes out of bounds. Maya did her best there. Maya Mortensen, 14-11. Once again, we got high school football playoffs for you tomorrow night. I'll be at Lakeview High School with the Lacapaul Valley football team. 7 o'clock kickoff. 14-11 Sting as we pick up the action here. Here's a drive by Almick, and there's another kill. My goodness. 11 kills for Almick. 15-11. Set 3. Eagles down 2 sets to none. They lost the first set 25-12. Set 2 was closer, 25-20. Now it's a 4-point lead. Make that a 3-point lead as Callie Kahn softly touched it over the net for her 6th kill. Here comes Peyton Sachs in to serve for the Eagles. Peyton Sachs, a junior. And I say this every volleyball match because I like watching Peyton golf. She's an outstanding golfer at the state level. 15-12. Oh, my goodness. Look at Elena Almick. Pound that ball down. My goodness. She is strong. You can tell she spends the time in the weight room. 16-12 now. Sting leading the Eagles. Set 3. Number 10. This is Abby Bones. A sophomore serves in to Shelstead. Shelstead can't get it over the net. 17-12. And Coach Amber Lee might be calling a timeout. And she is. Coach Lee calling a timeout. Sting lead 17-12. We'll be back with more section volleyball right after this.
Hi, my name is Pearson Monroe from the LQPV girls volleyball team, and you're listening to Q92.
At Miller Services Tri-County Insurance, we have been providing crop insurance products to area farmers since 1978. We all know in today's high input environment, you have to protect your livelihood. We also understand that you have a bottom line to consider and input costs are better spent in the ground. We can customize a plan that gets your operation the protection you need without breaking the bank. Call 320-769-2000. Or stop by and talk to Patrick today. Also offering farm, home, auto, life, and annuity products. Tri-County Insurance Incorporated is an equal opportunity provider. Who has the best pizza around? Well, PK's in Canby, of course. PK Egan's Family Restaurant is open Monday through Saturday, 11 to 9, and closed Sunday. Come on in for lunch. PK's has fruit punch and coat button fries along with a wide variety of pizza choices. They have a full menu with sandwiches, soups, and more. Remember the pizza buffet on Wednesday. PK Egan's, located on Main Street, Canby. City Hall Bar and Grill in Mineota has a brand new menu, and we can't wait for you to try it. Dine in with friends or grab something to go, it's easy. Just Google City Hall Bar and Grill, click order online, and dinner's done. We know our farmers and families are busy, so let us do the cooking. We appreciate all of you for supporting local. Stop by City Hall Bar and Grill, open Tuesday through Friday, 4 to 10, Saturday, 11 till 10, and Sundays, noon to 8. City Hall Bar and Grill in Mineota, good food, good friends, and good times.
Well, welcome back to Yellow Medicine East High School Section 3A Volleyball Playoffs. The Sting leading the Eagles 2 sets to none, and they lead in set 3, 19-13 as we come out of commercial break. Let's pick up the action. There's Whitnabel with a kill for Lacapaul Valley. Carson Whitnabel with her first kill. Her second kill for Carson. Eagles have just 3 seniors on this team. So a very young team, and they should be very good the next few years with all the experience these 8th graders and 9th graders. What a play by the Eagles to get it over to Nat Sawatsky. And there's another kill by guess who? You've heard her name all night long, Elena Almick. 20-14. Almick serving. Sting are 5 points away from winning this match. The Yellow Messinese fans on their feet. Almec is serving. There's a serve into the back row. It's an ace serve. No, he gets killed. She serves ace serve. And she is a senior, 5'11 senior, outside hitter, middle blocker. 21-14 Sting here in set three. Almec again gets the whistle from the referee. Here's the serve. Goes into the back row. Whitnable passes up to Sawatsky. Hamlin gets it into the net. 22-14. 22-14 Sting. Section 3A volleyball playoffs. Almec again. With the serve. There it is. Goes into Shelstead. Marley Ludvigson, Hamlin across the way. Nice job by Abby. The Sting play it. Shelstead, Ludvigson, drive by Hamlin in the middle, blocked at the net. Sting returning quick, and this time Sawatsky will throw it over the net. Long volley here. Shelstead pops it high in the air. Hamlin down the Whitnable. Good! Eagles score! Carson Whitnable, her third kill. 22-15. We'll have our Neonitos post-game show coming up after the match to see if the Eagles can rally. Their season is on the line right now. Down two sets to none, and they're down 22-15 here in set three. Mortensen serves. Sting get it back over. Mortensen up to Sawatsky. Sawatsky throws it over. And the Sting can't play it off the net. Point Lacapau Valley. 22-16. And Mortensen, Maya, right below me here. Looking on the top of her head. That's a straight down. She serves the ball nicely. Oh, nice play by Sawatsky. Oh, but she touched the net. Point Sting. 23-16. Sting 2 points away from winning the match. Here's number 13, Gerndahl serving. Looks like number 10 comes in for the Eagles, Shayla Meyer. Meyer, Shayla. Here's the serve in the Mortensen. Sawatsky, Hamlin hits it. 23-16, Yellow Medicine East. And touching it over is number 12. Bailey Mortensen. And it's match point for the Sting. 24-16. Sting gets the next point. They win the match. Gerndahl will serve. YME students on their feet. They've been standing all night. Here's a serve by Gerndahl, and it goes out. Eagles season is still alive. 24-17. Maya Sawatsky. Set the serve here. Almec comes back in. 24-17. Sting. Set three. Match point. Sawatsky. Whistle. Here's a serve by Maya. Over to net it goes. Sting pass it up. And a drive. Nice dig there by Sawatsky. Shelstead. Throwing it over is Leah. Sawatsky. Shelstead. Back over to the Miami side. Here's a drive and a kill by the Sting, and the Eagles season has come to an end. The Eagles season has come to an end as they fall to the Sting 3-0 tonight. We'll take a couple-minute break, come back with the Neon Needles post-game show right after this.
If you are looking for clean, sanitary, portable restroom facilities in Southwest Minnesota, look no further than CleanSite LLC Montevideo. CleanSite offers a full line of mobile and portable restrooms from basic one-stall units to mobile trailers with multiple facilities. Whatever your needs are, CleanSite has the perfect solution. If you have large events like corporate events, family reunions, weddings, CleanSite is there for you. Call Dustin at 320-894-7160 today. That's CleanSite Portable Restrooms in Montevideo.
Check out their website at cleansightllc.com.
Life changes, then it changes again. At Edward Jones, we believe that when it comes to your financial goals, you can't predict the unexpected, but you can prepare. Challenges such as job loss, change in health, or loss of a loved one can have a big impact on your family's financial security. Hi, I'm Shelley Bedner, an Edward Jones financial advisor. Let's work together to help make sure you're ready for life's ups and downs. Call us at 320-321-1426 to get started. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Hanson Dental Clinic, located in Dawson, would like to remind you that even when your kids are young, taking care of your children's teeth is very important, and you can help your children follow these guidelines for healthy mouth. Brush. You only need a tiny bit of toothpaste. Be gentle. Floss every day. Use a fresh section of floss for each tooth. Move floss around teeth in a C shape. Slide the floss up and down between teeth slowly. And most importantly, have a regular checkup. And you can schedule your checkup today with Hanson Dental Clinic by calling 320-769-4756. That's 320-769-4756. Dr. Tom Hanson, Dr. Dentistry, Hanson Dental Clinic, located downtown Dawson.
The Dryer Doctors in Montevideo would like to remind you that early order discounts are still in effect on new equipment. If you are in the market for a used grain dryer, check out our website at thedryerdoctors.com. We also offer a grain dryer preseason inspection on all farm fans and most GSI grain dryers. This inspection runs from April through September and is meant to ensure that your dryer is ready before you need it. If you would like to get on our preseason list or are interested in new equipment, please give us a call at 320-321-1600. That's 321-1600. The Dryer Doctors in Montevideo.
Time now for the Neon Needles post-game show. Support your team with school apparel from Neon Needles.
Neon Needles is so proud of our area schools, sports teams, and groups. It is because of your hard work that we get the opportunity season after season to cheer on such great teams and coaches. We also take pride in the ability to be able to supply you, our customers, with products like t-shirts, hats, sweatshirts, and polos, so you can show your school spirit. It isn't all about sports at Neon Needles. We do a wide variety of promotional apparel for companies, churches, groups, and gatherings. Please call us at 320-269-3373 or like us on Facebook. We look forward to working with you. Neon Needles on Main Street, Dawson. We're making you look good, makes us look good.
All right, welcome to the Neon Needles post-game show. Paul Ramo here for Q92 Sports. The Eagles fall to Sting tonight, 3-0, 25-12, 25-20, and 25-17. So that'll end the Lochaber Valley's volleyball season tonight. And they end their season 7 wins and 19 losses. Leading the Eagles tonight was Callie Kahn with 6 kills. Abby Amlin had 5 kills to lead Lochaber Valley. For the Yellow Medicine East, they were led by senior Elena Almick. 12 kills in an ace serve for Almick, and Elena Almick is our Neon Needles Subway Player of the Game tonight. She receives a T-shirt from Neon Needles in Dawson. Our WOW Autowash Play of the Game is the long volley by both teams, and ending it, I believe, was Carson Whitnabel with a kill from the outside. Some great digs by both teams in that long volley there in the second set. Eagles actually kept it close in the second set. There was a number of ties in the second set until the Sting rallied there at the end, winning 25-20. So some other scores in Section 3A before we go off the air here. Lakeview defeated Dawson Boyd 3-0, 25-8, 25-12, 25-14. Mineota, they are the Camden Conference champions. They defeated Central Minnesota Christian. The Blue Jays, of course, the North champions this year. The Vikings, the South champions. Mineota won tonight, 3-0, 25-16, 25-20, and 25-23. Hortonville Trojans, they advance in section play. They swept New York Mills tonight, 3-0. So that will set up, look at my bracket here in section three. So Yellow Medicine East will play at Mineota Friday night at 7. And Central Minnesota Christian will host Lakeview on Friday night at 7. The other volleyball matches, McRae is hosting RCW Friday night. And I'll be in Canby as the 4th seed Canby Lancers. Will host the 5th seed Wabasso Rabbits Friday night. You can hear that volleyball match right here on Q92. But tomorrow night we got football. Section 4A football playoffs. Macapal Valley, they are in Cottonwood tomorrow at Lakeview High School to take on the Lakeview Lakers, and that's a 7 o'clock kickoff. Well, the Eagles below us here, a lot of hugs. Got a say goodbye to 4 seniors, Paisley Monroe, who's been injured most of the season, and the other seniors for Lacapa Valley, Lindsay Ludvigson. Abby Amlin played her last volleyball match tonight, and as did Callie Kahn. So Callie Kahn, Abby Amlin, Lindsay Ludvigson, and Paisley Monroe played a lot of volleyball for this Lacapa Valley program. And the best of luck. They really, they're leaders. That's for sure. You can hear Coach Amber Lee on the coach's show on Saturday talk about these 4 seniors, what kind of leaders they are. And that will do it here from Granite Falls. Thanks, everybody, for listening. Thanks to Tyus back in the studio running the board. Thanks to our fine sponsors here on Q92. And we'll see you from Lakeview High School for football tomorrow, 7 o'clock. Good night, everybody.
Thanks for listening to the Neon Needles postgame show. Neon Needles, making you look good, makes them look good. Section sports coverage on Q92 brought to you by Wolfslager Concrete, Celtic Insurance Services, Chris Wodzinski for House, Independent Oil Company, Madison Dental Clinic, PMB Electrical Contractors, Larson Tiling Incorporated, Livestock Systems of Dawson, the Strand Agency, Farmers Union Oil Company, Heather Nursery, Cargill, Ag Processing Incorporated, American Surplus, Farmers Mutual Telephone Company, Tofty Auto and Sales, Sather Building Supplies, Warren Trigestad, Miller Services Incorporated, PK Egan's Restaurant, City Hall Bar and Grill, Cleanside Portable Restrooms. Section Sports brought to you by Edward Jones and Company, Dr. Tom Hansen, Doctor of Dentistry in Dawson, the Dreyer Doctors, Lee Motor Company in Dawson, Myers Electric and Infrared, Dixon Chiropractic, Larson Brothers Concrete, Citizen Alliance Bank, Appleton Dental Clinic, Madison Bottling Company, Grace Haven Assisted Living, United Prairie Bank, B. Johnson Electric, Canby Co-op Credit Union, Dawson Truck Parts, Tron Tassel Seeds, Black Barrel Corn and Soybean Growers, The Mattress Barn, Gislason's Hardware. Section Sports brought to you by Bellingham Farmers Elevator, Ludvigson Tiling, Pearson Dawson, CCM Health, Larry's Refrigeration and Heating, Pelican, Dave's Plumbing and Heating, Elgin Insurance Agency, Johnson Memorial Health Services, Fieldcrest Fertilizer, Shibble Mutual Fire Insurance, Black Barrel Co-op Oil Company, Mineota Building Center, Mid-Minnesota Lumber, KB's Bar and Grill, Prince Bank, Kluver Law Office, Woodstock Telephone Company, Olson Dray Service, Jenny O. Turkey Store. Section Sports brought to you by the Hendricks Farmers Elevator, Country Sod Auto, Erickson Chevrolet, Southwest Insurance Services, Haas Seeds, NB Golf Cars, Gruel Electric, Doug Service and Marine, Flip Beesman Incorporated, Prairie Sun Bank, WOW Auto Wash, Kedetz Chiropractic Center, Hilltop Bar and Grill, UFB Mineota, our premier sponsor,
Equus Cooperative, Dawson Dairy Queen, Ryan Smith Seed, Shadowland Trucking Lime Application, Froggatt Auction and Real Estate, Appleton Area Health, Flight Insurance, State Bank of Taunton, House of Spirits, First Security Bank of Canby, Hometown Kitchen and Bath, Jim's Clothing and Sporty Goods, Greater Community Credit Union, Pizza Electric Motor Incorporated, Canby Farmers Grain, Section Sports brought to you by Lean Lumber, and the Canby Meat Center. Thanks for joining us for Section Sports here on 92.1 FM. Great music for Appleton, Holloway, Lewisburg, and Hantho right here on 92.1 FM Q92.
Came along.